Okay, so I want to talk about relationships and when you are in a relationship and the person decides that they cannot compromise for you. Compromise is a very big thing, and it's part of life that if either side refuse to compromise, or what should I say, one side says, "I am not going to compromise, you must dance to my drum and say, I am not doing this because I feel in a relationship you owe me," or as a person, you can tell that people like that are very selfish. So I'll give you an example. You meet somebody that you like, and you live in totally different parts of the world or totally different parts of the country, and then one person says, "Well, because maybe you have got a child, for that reason, I'm not moving. I've not got a child. You must sacrifice everything for me." So why should it be like that? You should love that person regardless. It should be unconditional. It should be a love that makes you feel whole, that you would be more than happy to both make a sacrifice and say, "Okay, you know what? Yes, I understand that the relationship is not just based on a one-sided thing. It's based on us both compromising on that relationship." And I think women need to start loving themselves a lot more. They need to start understanding that if a man is not willing to compromise and to love you and to cherish you and to put you on that pedestal before you even commit to them, in terms of marriage, then I think that man is no good. I think we need to start empowering ourselves and keeping ourselves, busy doing things that will empower us, and not allow ourselves to be pushed in such a way whereby we feel that yes, we love him with everything we've got. I think we need to just guard part of your heart, guard yourself, guard everything about you, guard your soul, your mind, guard it. Yes, go out on dates, but then also as a woman, be strong and know that that regardless of anything in the relationship, if he does not meet up to your standards and to your criteria, and he does not meet up to even, the basics of having a job, or a basics of being able to look after you, or holding the door open for you, or even able to just even say how much he cares about you, or, ensuring he doesn't use abusive language on you. You don't want a man that's going to be abusive or use abusive language. And you have to let him live up to some certain standards. And if he does not live up to those standards, you can instantly say, "Thank you very much, but no thank you." You cannot crown a clown. You have to crown a king. And a king behaves in a great manner. He behaves in a way that you feel loved and appreciated. You feel that you have, been honored. You will understand what the relationship is about. You will understand the vision. And talking about vision, before you decide on committing, you need to understand what the man's vision is. Ask the man, "What is your vision?" Let him show you a picture of where he's going with his life. Especially the older the man gets, you can then decide and say to him, "Hey, as a couple, I'm happy to follow your vision." Because sometimes in relationships, you will have to leave one vision and pursue the other vision. And if you do not have agreement with either visions, why would you get into that relationship in the first place? So it's one of those things that you need to find out earlier on in the relationship, so that if it's earlier on, you don't end up breaking up with so much pain and so much hatred and so much, heartache. No one wants that heartache. And I think we need to start, from the bare basics, from the minimal, and understanding what your basics are as a woman, and ensuring that you have standards. And if you don't think you've got any standards, sit down and write your standards out. Know your standards, study your standards, understand your standards, and make sure that those standards, you can work with the standards. So, you know, you can see a man that if he does not look after you, take you out, treat you like a wonderful queen that you are, and honor you and respect everything about you, and take care of you, and is able to look at you and accept you for who you are, and a man that does not, you know, abuse you, and you know, I can go on forever, but you have to understand that at the end of the day, it's about you being happy, and not only you being happy, you're going to be making the other person happy. Now, talking about love and stuff, you know, Jesus Christ, when he loved, and he was unchanged regardless of the love that he gave people. So for example, if you were to be horrible to Jesus when he was alive, he would not stop or cease loving you regardless of the evil you did to him. He will still love you, and he will still have your best interest at heart. So whoever is going to love you should still have your best interest at heart, regardless of what you both go through. They should remain unchanged. You should remain unchanged. You should be wanting to love that person regardless. And I think for all the women out there, it's just hold your head up high, believe and trust that you have your standards, and if you haven't got one, create standards. You know, understand yourself, wake up in the morning and know that regardless, you are not going to settle for less, because you don't want a man that's going to be abusive, you don't want a man that's going to be horrible, you don't want a man that does not want to commit to you. You want a man that's going to commit, a man that's going to look at you and say, yes, I really love you, and I'm going to work with you, we're going to work together. You know, because there's nothing worse than being in a relationship for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, and you still don't get that commitment. You want that commitment. You need that commitment, because that also helps your self-esteem. So, and let's just have a recap about this relationship thing. We need to ensure as women that we are able to hold our head up high. We know what the man's vision is. We're able to ask him to show us a clear vision. Ask questions. Ask as many questions as you can, because that will create a picture for you. It will create answers for you. Ensure that in the relationship, compromise is not only done from one side. You can compromise, he can compromise. You both have to compromise. And if you've had previous relationships before where you've divorced or you've broken up and stuff like that, try to start from scratch. So whatever you own or whatever he owns, because I know a lot of finances breaks a lot of relationships. Finances is one of the biggest things that causes issues. So from the beginning, understand that, you know, you both agree on the fact that whatever you've both made or whatever you both have, assets or not, nothing is shared, and you start from scratch, because then you know that you're going in with a clean slate, with an empty plate, and that you're going to work from it from the beginning, and you work your way up, just as a young couple would have done if they, you know, if they started from a scratch when they were the people are in their 20s. So let's just start to look into ourselves, into our inner self, and understand what we want for ourselves. First, you need to love yourself, understand what you want for yourself, understand your vision, understand where you're going, and that you would have someone that you can kind of, you know, push and engage each other to ensure that you both achieve something. Either one person achieving, you know, because you're helping each other, you're working together to achieve that, or the other person achieving because it's yet again, you're working together, you have an agreement, you have an understanding. So let's ensure that we can start, you know, taking that relationship to a different dimension. And if he's no good or if she's no good, whichever way it goes, you cut them off early on, and you kind of break down and cut the collateral damage. You don't want any damage at all, and you want to leave that relationship if you don't want to stay in it, whole and intact. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this. I hope it's helped you out with one or two little things that you might have had. I know it's a little bit everywhere. It's my first time putting a podcast out there, but it's a topic that means a lot to me, and I hope that it's helped you. Thank you. And this is Anna Awoliyi signing out.